Hallelujah, good morning, Elohim, Almighty, all-powerful God that is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit everywhere too, establishing your kingdom in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless this word, bless our thoughts, attitudes, and actions to fulfill your will for us this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 9, verse 1 and 2. Jesus got into the boat and returned to what was considered his hometown, Capernaum. Just then some people brought a paraplegic man to him, lying on a sleeping mat. When Jesus perceived the strong faith within their hearts, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, be encouraged, for your sins have been forgiven."
Hallelujah. The wonderful thing here. He says, your sins have been forgiven. And then because their sins have been forgiven, their transgressions, him turning away and believing the lie, he comes and brings the reality, the goodness of God, the plan of God, the healing of God, the soundness of his love towards us. So it's so nice to just understand, you know, we many times just use the word that our sins are forgiven. And forgiven is just like we can forgive, but sometimes we don't forget. But this forgiven is much more than just forgetting. It's the lifting up and the taking away of this problem, this lie, this deception that robs mankind. That's what Jesus has done. And we can see it nicely in Psalm 103. He heals us inside and out. And he removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. And that's what we need to see, that the demonic lies that we believed that tore us, it's like wolves tearing the sheep and that tore us, has been dealt with. And we are now living in union with the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus has dealt with our sins, taking it away. So it's not just forgiven in their sight, that they don't remember it any longer. It's just exactly as the word says, but it's not the reality. So we come now to the reality of the love the Father had, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, heaven had for us from eternity. And we're taking hold of these eternal realities now. And then as we are waking up to it, that is the armor we're putting on. That is who we're standing. We've been clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit, holy leadings, and that is who we really are. And then secondly, was very important and powerful here, we see that it wasn't this paraplegic's faith that brought about the move of God on his behalf. It was the saints, the people that cared for him. So it's so wonderful, this encouragement, is that our faith, our belief in God, coming from worshiping in spirit and in truth, where God is leading us from the Spirit, we can pray for people, we can release his wonderful word over their lives, and then he goes and does it. This is the same year the person is in their midst, is by Jesus. And the people that had faith in Jesus had brought him, they are also there. And then Jesus moves and heals him. But I love the picture of the centurion. I mean, his servant was being tormented by the powers and principalities of darkness, the demons that possess or oppress. And then his faith got Jesus to release the word there, be healed. And he was healed. So guys, this wonderful truth that we wake up to, that God wakes up in our lives, is for you, for the people around us that is being tormented by the evil one. And it's also for people far away. It's long-range missiles. Amen? We can pray for people anywhere in this world according to God's word, because his word sticks. His word is true. And his words bring the reality of the God quality of life on earth as it is in heaven. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.